And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of February, 2016. It's the birthday of the first president of the United States, George Washington, born in Westmoreland County, Virginia, in 1732, whose favorite foods were mashed sweet potatoes with coconut string beans, with mushrooms, cream of peanut soup, salt cod, and pineapples. He also liked Brazilian nuts, and he cracked them between his jaws, which was the reason he lost all of his teeth except for one and had to get dentures made out of a hippopotamus tusk. It was a painful thing to have in his mouth, and he used opium to alleviate the pain. George Washington, who was not very good at spelling and had a speech impediment, and whose inaugural address was the shortest in history, 133 words long, and even with false teeth, it took him just 90 seconds to deliver it. It's the birthday of the poet Gerald Stern, born in Pittsburgh in 1925, the birthday of the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, born Rockland, Maine, 1892. She had two sisters. Her parents divorced when the girls were small. Her mother moved her daughters from town to town. They lived in poverty, but they had volumes of poetry, and the mother read them to her children. The girl entered a poetry contest. She won fourth place with a poem that would turn out to be one of her most famous, Renaissance. She was disappointed, but she read the poem aloud, and it impressed a wealthy woman named Caroline Dow, who offered to pay for Millay's education at Vassar. Millay went there at the age of 20. She was a slight woman with flaming red hair, a big personality. Graduated from Vassar, went to Greenwich Village to live the bohemian life, lived in an attic apartment at 75 and one-half Bedford Street, 9 feet long, 6 feet wide. For a time, Edna St. Vincent Millay was the most famous poet in America. And it was on this date in 1878 Frank Woolworth opened the first of his five-cent stores, which later became a dime store, in Utica, New York. The innovation was that shoppers could look at the merchandise, did not have to ask a clerk to bring it to them. Here's a poem for today by Gerald Stern entitled Waving Goodbye. I wanted to know what it was like before we had voices and before we had bare fingers and before we had minds to move us through our actions and tears to help us over our feelings. So I drove my daughter through the snow to meet her friend and filled her car with suitcases and hugged her as an animal would, pressing my forehead against her, walking in circles, moaning, touching her cheek, and turned my head after them as an animal would, watching helplessly as they drove over the ruts, her smiling face and her small hand just visible over the giant pillows and coat hangers as they made their turn into the empty highway. A poem by Gerald Stern, Waving Goodbye, from This Time, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Writer's Almanac supported by Staples, offering tech services for small businesses like PC setup and repair, some tasks completed by the next day. Staples.com/tech services. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.